This is continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill
from the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hidden Killers podcast.
The clock is ticking closer and closer to Monday at 8:30 a.m. at the Ada County Courthouse. The 10th of April, 2023 is the date. 8:30 a.m. is the time that opening arguments are scheduled to begin in the trial against Lori Vallow Daybill, as jury selection is expected to wrap up within the next 24 hours of this podcast. Much anticipation surrounding the case, reaching a fever pitch. The pool of potential jurors, 12, will eventually be chosen, along with 6 alternates. On Wednesday, 3 groups of 15 individuals found themselves under the scrutiny of District Judge Stephen Boyce, prosecutors, and Daybill's defense attorneys. By the day's end, 39 potential jurors remained in contention. The court requires a total of 42 jurors before both defense and prosecution can proceed with their preemptory challenges, whittling the number down to 18. Each side is granted the power to eliminate 12 individuals from this pool. Once that is completed, which is expected to be done, like I said, by the end of the week, then it'll be time for opening arguments, 8:30 a.m. on Monday at the Ada County Courthouse. The charges against Lori Vallow are very grave. You've probably been following this, so I'm telling you things you, of course, already know. But if you're just joining us, murder, conspiracy, grand theft in relation to the deaths of her children, 7-year-old Joshua J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan, last seen mere days before her 17th birthday. Her husband, Chad Daybill, stands accused of the same crimes. The couple also faces charges in connection with the death of Chad Daybill's former wife, Tammy Daybill. And of course, throughout the trial, we will keep you informed here, even bringing you courtroom audio as soon as we get it. It is being provided by the court itself. No audio or visual recordings allowed inside. The court, however, releasing trial audio at their own timetable. I need to say that. We just recently received the audio from day one of jury selection. We'll see how quickly it appears to us and it arrives from the courthouse. But as soon as we get that, rest assured, we will be broadcasting it to you right here in its raw entirety on this podcast. On Wednesday, Judge Stephen Boyce inquired of potential jurors, as he has with all candidates before, whether they had seen documentaries from Dateline or Netflix or podcasts relating to the Vallow Daybill case. Some admitted they had. Others mentioned having heard snippets of the story from various media sources. However, this knowledge did not guarantee dismissal from the jury pool. One juror recounting what they knew, stating they were in some part of Hawaii and not being able to answer where the kids are. That's just a suspicious thing, guardianship-wise, right? That's just weird. Well, yes, it is certainly weird, but is that enough to get someone kicked off of a jury? According to KSL-TV reporter Lauren Steinbrecher, who was present during the proceedings, the judge deemed that comment was insufficient grounds for excusal, and the juror did pass muster. Yet for another juror who acknowledged awareness of the Daybills' trip to Hawaii, their description of the case led to a very different outcome. The kids are missing. The potential juror was reported by Steinbrecher as saying, "When I first became aware they, Lori and Chad Daybill, were in Hawaii, my thing there is, if your child is missing, why would you go to Hawaii unless you know something? I do think she knew what happened because she went to Hawaii." This juror, their bias implied, was excused from the pool. As the sands of the hourglass now continue to drain, the countdown to the opening statements of the Lori Vallow Daybill case is well underway. What secrets will be unearthed? What dark truths will be unveiled as the trial unfolds? We're here with you, watching with bated breath. We'll bring you all of the details as they come out on this podcast. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our breaking updates and discussions on the case against Lori Vallow Daybill.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
And if you'd like to weigh in with your opinion on the case, well, you can do that too. We have a phone number, 888-5-KILLER. That's 888-554-5537. Love to hear your opinion. May air it on a future episode of the show. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.